In San Francisco, a federal judge has ordered Napster to stop distributing music that is protected by copyright. The long-awaited injunction says the music industry must provide a list of protected material to the music sharing service. Then it's up to Napster to block those specific songs. The company already has started to filter out specific song titles. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that approach may make it hard for Napster to comply with the judge's order.
Never underestimate the resourcefulness of mischievous programmers. Soon after Napster started filtering out song names over the weekend, music-sharing fans came up with ways around the system. Southern California programmer Tim Wilson started whatelsetimwilson.org. The site takes any song title or artist and scrambles it into gibberish.
You would enter your song title, and then it would give you back basically some kind of random name or some kind of encrypted name that you had been go to your song on your hard drive and rename it to be that new name.
So if you had music on your computer that you wanted to share, Wilson's site would give it a pseudonym. Anyone who wanted to get hold of that song through Napster would first go to Wilson's site and get the pseudonym. Then they could go to Napster's directory, find the song that's stored on your hard drive, and download it. Variation number two. Aimster, another music-sharing service, is offering Pig Encoder. It takes your Napster files and, after an incantation from the world's most famous pig, turns your titles into a language familiar to all children and former children, Pig Latin. So the Beatles or Metallica become Eatles Bay or Italica May. Once again, creative spelling keeps some music under the radar, for a while anyway. The judge's order says that if it's reasonable to believe that a file name is simply a variation of a copyrighted work, Napster has to make an effort to block it. Attorney Jim Berger with Dow Lonis says Napster cannot just turn a blind eye to the spelling game.
If Napster is policing its system, which the judge requires it to do, and it sees lots of Britney Spears, spelled S-P-I-R-E-S rather than Britney Spears, I think the judge would say Napster has a duty to block that.
The English language can be a blunt tool when it comes to blocking content online. But other owners of intellectual property are experimenting with other ways to bypass the language problem. eMusic.com has bought rights to sell music online. The company has taken steps so that no one can redistribute that music on Napster, for example. eMusic engineers use software that can pinpoint small, inaudible variations between a song obtained from eMusic and one obtained from a CD. Gene Hoffman is CEO of eMusic.com.
Well, it allows us to very easily look out in the world and, for example, in the Napster specific case, be able to say to Napster, these files are definitely infringing copies of our exclusive download rights to this music.
There are other strategies. One company identifies the mathematical pattern in each piece of music and claims this approach effectively teaches a computer to listen to a song and identify it without relying on the song title. Napster may be forced to find a better technology for filtering out songs. Of course, any technology that really works may drive away the throngs of users that made Napster such a hit to begin with. Larry Abramson, NPR News.